Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know that sinking feeling when your team blows a lead in the final minutes? That's exactly how it feels when your website crashes during your biggest promotion. Or, for me, when I'm trying to post content after a big game. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about WordPress security or slow loading times? That's where Kinsta comes in. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. Their lightning-fast load times can boost your site speed by up to 200%, and their human-only support team responds in minutes, not hours. Plus, if you're switching from another host, Kinsta offers unlimited free expert migrations. They'll handle everything without any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. April is Earth Month, and if there's one thing I've learned, it's that quality is sustainability. Think about it. When you invest in well-made, durable products, you're not just buying something that lasts longer, but you're reducing the need for constant replacements. That's why I am happy to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out. And they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Polin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go!
Not that Andy's faith matters to anybody but him and his God. It's a big Final Four for your people, Andy. We got three Jewish coaches in the Final Four. I believe that is a new all-time record for the tribe.
I would think. we don't have a lot of Jewish basketball players, though there are seemingly more than there used to be. I think there's only one in the NBA right now, Denny Avdija. But in the coaching business, we've done pretty well.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl, Todd Golden, and Kelvin Sampson, your three Jewish coaches.
No, Sampson's not Jewish.
I'm just seeing if Andy's paying attention today, and he is. Very nice. See, John Shire. John Shire, who applied to be the coach at, I believe, San Diego State, and UNLV and didn't get either job, ends up getting the best job in America and has not fucked it up. This is quite a story.
It was a really well-done transition because he did all the recruiting in Krzyzewski's last year. So, you know, he had a chance to build the team that he wanted. And he's got the Duke brand. He's also, in this day and age, got the Duke NIL money. That's key.
Yeah. When you recruit the players and then you change coaches, you've got a much better chance of keeping the players. You're finding this out now with the L'Affaire du Willard, which is going to go down as one of the worst shit shows in not just Maryland sports history, but D.C. sports history. This thing was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was a simple thing. He wanted to go to another school, which coaches do all the time. He didn't have to burn down the house on his way out. You know, just leave. But don't make a big deal out of it. And don't trash the university. And from what I'm told, he exaggerated how low the NIL money was. They were, they weren't at the top, but they weren't at the bottom either. Yeah. And then to be a petty little baby about wanting to put his team in a hotel for another night in Brooklyn when it really wasn't that close to Christmas. They played that game on the 21st of December.
I was going to say, I don't recall them playing on Christmas Eve exactly, but okay.
Yeah. There was some revenge there. There's a very good story that was written on CBS Sportsline about this. He was unhappy with the acting athletic director. And yeah, he chose to go scorched earth on his way out. It was terrible. There's nothing wrong with leaving. It's understood. People do that all the time. But the way he did it was awful.
Okay. Andy, you have famously been very even-keeled about so many things in sports and life. Mm-hmm. It is hard, ladies and gentlemen, to get Andy genuinely pissed off about something, anything. Mm-hmm. Are you pissed off about this?
Yeah, I'm not pissed off that he left. I'm pissed off at
how
the way
he left. Okay. Yeah. What would have saved the situation? What could he have done differently? You list what I consider, and I've been seeing this online with other Maryland fans, alum, etc. They're listing tangential gripes. They're not listing anything that would be an actionable reality that would have changed the situation, in my opinion. Do you get my point that there is side gripes about he could have told the team face-to-face, or he didn't have to do that press conference, or he exaggerated about the NIL? None of that changed the fact that, A, the AD left, so there was great uncertainty about who his boss was going to be. We know that ADs are bosses of coaches, unfortunately, unless you're really, really big, right, as a coach. So that's a very important thing. Who are you going to work for? That was a reality. Number one, the AD had left, and there was no new AD, so there was great uncertainty. And the other reality is, it's going to be some tough love, Andy. The job isn't as good as you or any Terp fan thinks.
Okay, but
it isn't.
Realize this about the athletic director. The athletic director was rumored to be going to SMU. It was not a done deal. So he cut off any chance of a U-turn by announcing, and I've never seen this before, announcing, yeah, he's gone. He's probably gone. So, I don't know who I'm going to be talking to. He chased him away because he didn't like the terms of what they were doing. And from what I understand, he comes into Maryland thinking, oh, I'm the top dog here. And he finds out in the Big Ten, unlike the Big East where they don't have football, football brings in most of the money. So the bulk of the revenue is going to the football program, which I understand is a mediocre Big Ten program where going to the Mayo Bowl is a big deal. I understand that.
Right.
But, he needed to get a grip on the idea that most of the attention – well, the attention was going to him because it matters in basketball at Maryland, but the reality of the money wasn't going to happen. So he was apparently, according to the story, he was upset about the circumstances in his first year, not his third year.
But that said, this goes back to when you guys hired Mark Turgeon out of Texas A&M. And I said, you know, it's not that great of a hire. And you and Sheehan and other Terp loyalists absolutely attacked me.
Well, I think he was a good coach. He did not have the personality for the job. And
he quit mid-season.
Well, yeah, but
what?
It was kind of a mutual thing. They cut off the length of time on his contract and they gave him a bigger buyout. And when things went south, they agreed that he should go. But I would say this about him.
Yeah.
No, I would say this, that he was a pretty good coach, but his dream job was at Kansas. And he was always looking, I think, at that job. Not that he was going to get it, because Bill Self has continued to do a good job there. But the other part of it is here's another guy. He walks in, it's ACC. And according to this report, and this isn't the first time I heard this, that he was miffed that they were going to the Big Ten. He thought it was an ACC job, and it wound up as a Big Ten job.
Right. So, it's a tier two job.
It's not tier two.
They don't want to admit it.
It's one of the top 25 jobs in the country. If it was tier one, they wouldn't have lost Willard, by the way.
Okay, what were you saying, Andy?
No. They were going to lose Willard because Willard never could accept the idea that football. Look, Tom Izzo was asked. Tom Izzo's next to Krzyzewski, the best coach in the last 25 years in college basketball. He was asked, is Michigan State a basketball school or a football school? Without hesitation, he said, oh, no, it's a football school. Football brings in 70% of the money. Now, they've never been in the mix for the national championship in football, and they're always in the mix in basketball. That's the reality that he refused to accept.
There's shoe prints on your head at Maryland. It's a stepping stone job to the top tier.
That's ridiculous. Well, that's ridiculous.
I know you
Gary
say it's
Williams
ridiculous.
Went to back-to-back final
so
fours
who are you going?
Championship.
Okay, who Come are you on. Get? Who are going to get his coach?
I have no idea. And
do you think it's
going to
be a tier one coach?
At this stage of the game, this year, I don't think so. No.
Well, it doesn't matter at this stage of the game.
Well, no,
you can get guys.
Who?
The portal. There's no portal for coaches. There was a report that Nate Oates had interest in the Maryland
job.
And I laughed. I said, that is not even close to being true. And my colleague, Brian Butch, said, really? You sure about that? And I go, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, he's not leaving Alabama for Maryland, even if they promise him more nil money.
Yeah. No, look, it's no accident that 14 teams from the SEC made it. There's so much money flowing into the football. The overflow went to the basketball. Now, apparently what they're going to do next year is have something of a salary cap. Each school is going to have 20 to 21 million. And George has already said, yeah, this is how this is going to work. 13.5 million to football, couple of million for basketball, and we'll spread the rest around to field hockey and anything else. That's how that's going to work.
Remember when Gary retired, you guys were sure you were going to get Sean Miller. And you
they were interested in Sean Miller, yes.
You were like, we can get him. You didn't get him. Now you're going to have to accept that you need to – I think the best hire at this point is Dickie Simpkins. Dwayne Simpkins.
Not Dickie. Unless you know him so well, you call him Dickie.
Well, there is a Dickie Simpkins. Is that his brother or is that just another Simpkins? Played for the Chicago Bulls. But Dwayne Simpkins, who made the tournament with – was it St. Mary's?
AAU,
that he would be the guy to get at this point of the cycle. You hope he does well. You support him with all the nil money you can. You accept it might be a rebound year, and he might have to be a bridge coach to then go get your tier one hire for your tier one program.
Or he turns out to be a really good coach, and he stays there for the rest of his career.
That would be great. That could easily be the case. Here's another thing that I don't see as much of from Terp fans as I wish I did. Fuck Willard. He sucks. He had one good year. People are acting like, oh, we lost the next John Wooden.
No. I'm not looking at that. But to, in retrospect, say this was a terrible hire. No, he was
I didn't
the right
say
hire
terrible
at
hire.
The time.
I'm just saying in the big picture, he sucks. He was 17 and 19 last year. So but he hooked in some players. By the way, he's taking those players with him, right?
Oh, that's the way it works now. So if they get somebody from another school, he takes his players with him. It's Ollie Ollie accent free everywhere.
How did you get Willard in the first place? You stole him, right?
Well, yeah, but his exit was the same as it was this time.
I know.
As his team is eliminated. Oh, I haven't talked to anybody. I mean, how can you with a straight face say to the media, I don't know who my agent is talking to. You've had an agent. I've had an agent. If an agent for me is talking to a classical music station about me being a disc jockey there, I'm going to need to know about that.
I know.
I don't even know who he's talking to.
When you have to lie, how do you lie in the least disturbing way to your own ethics?
He didn't have to lie.
No, I'm asking you, Andy Pollin. When you lie and you do it, how do you do it in a way that is the least unethical to your sense of propriety?
I try not to do it. I imagine I've done it a couple of times.
Every one of us have to withhold things. We have to pretend we don't know things.
Right. But I think he's the one, because when he was first asked about this, this story broke from Jeff Goodman on Selection Sunday. And his comment was, Damon Evans and I are on the same page.
Right.
He hired me. Everything's good going forward. Then he goes 4 days. They're getting ready to play their opening game. So it's a Thursday. They're in Seattle. And the first two questions are like, what do you think of this matchup with Grand Canyon and something else? And then the third question is, it took you guys a long time. And then he launched into this 2.5-minute screed about, how things have got to change and they're low on NIL and they wouldn't let him stay in a hotel in Brooklyn for another night. That didn't have to come spilling out of his mouth. And that basically took over the tournament. That was the overriding story of the tournament. Now, without any of that, they still wouldn't have beaten Florida. I understand that. But he didn't have to put a black cloud over the whole situation.
I hear you. Jeff Goodman did tweet this. The candidate pool for Maryland is not exactly overwhelming. This search could be primed to be a complete disaster. You then tweeted, Scott Van Pelt, Gary Williams, and Kevin Sheehan should be involved in the search.
Right.
Sheehan?
And I also mentioned Len Elmore and Tom McMillan.
Right, but you included Sheehan.
Don't discount that. He's an alum, and he talks to the fan base every day.
That's a good reason to be in on a coaching search?
I'm not saying
he's a radio host.
When you gather people like that, you're getting a cross section. And let me tell you something. Right now, you know who the face of Maryland basketball is?
Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt. Yes, it is. Yeah.
I know, but it doesn't mean that and as much as Kevin loves and knows college basketball and knows the program, same thing for Scott. It doesn't mean they're going to bring value to a coaching search. They just love the program.
Understand, but when you have people in the room, they don't always see all sides of it. They may only see the coach again. I'm not saying, Kevin, it's your call. Who do you want? I'm saying just sit around and talk, and maybe he'll produce some ideas that would be important there. That's all I'm saying. You got to get people to care about the program. Kevin Willard didn't care about Maryland basketball. He cared about himself. And he came in saying all the right things. I think it was good that he embraced Gary Williams. I thought that was important for the program. But in the end, it was all about him.
You're sounding a lot like Bo Schembechler when he fired Bill Frieder because he had already agreed to the job at Arizona State and got Steve Fisher to coach to say, I'm going to have a Michigan man coach Michigan.
Yeah, well, those are different times.
You want a Maryland man to coach Maryland, which is similar to what North Carolina did for many years, in which they wanted to only have Carolina guys coach in Carolina.
Yeah, well, look, this is how things change quickly in college basketball. Was it 2 years ago that North Carolina played for the title?
Yeah.
And then this year they wanted to fire Hubert Davis.
I know.
And Hubert Davis is that guy. But
I think it's nice to care about the program, but it's harder and harder in a mercenary world to find what you want to consider true love from the coach.
I understand. Yeah. Understand. And maybe the new world is Patino, who comes in armed with cash from the vitamin water guy and buys what he wants. You're also hearing guys like Patino say, I won't recruit a high school guy anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think Patina? Do you think Maryland's a better job than St. John's?
Oh yeah.
Because?
Well, one thing is the arena that helps. The student fan base, you know, on campus. It's hard to sell that anymore because it's all about cash. As Steve Alford said, the recruit asks only one question, and it's two words: how much?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I was talking to somebody today. Maryland is building one of these state-of-the-art practice facilities.
Yeah.
The reality is, if this were today, they'd use that money to buy players because the players don't care where they're practicing. They just want the money.
They don't even want to practice.
Well,
they're like state-of-the-art practice. Wait, I thought we weren't going to have to practice.
Yeah, right.
Sheehan, to his credit, I thought, had a very even take on Twitter. He said, Willard, one, handled it poorly, timing was bad. Two, in the process, revealed issues with basketball at Maryland. Maybe the next coach benefits from changes the school was willing to make for him. Three, good coach in portal world can turn around quickly. Four, next coach swing big. Sheehan's very level-headed in this. Level-headed, not emotionally wild about this. Maybe he should be on the committee.
Yeah, and swinging big could be a Patino type who comes in, and how many years he spent at Kentucky? 10, 12, whatever it was. So, yeah, you could do that.
Shit,
but
go get Bruce Pearl. Maryland's a better job than Auburn. Go get him. Throw money at him.
Not necessarily. But yeah.
Okay, so now there's one. Now there's one program not as good as Maryland, everybody.
Well, but here's another thing about this tournament. Along with the three Jewish coaches, one of them, Pearl, got fired for cheating.
Yes.
And Sampson also got fired for cheating.
Yes.
So it goes to show you that cheating ain't cheating anymore. And maybe you want to look for the big cheaters from the days of yore to come in and do it in era where it's fine.
I know. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. So with the 4-1s now in the Final Four, has it been a great tournament? People are pointing out there's been one buzzer beater, one overtime game. That the one shining moment video that I love so much, Andy, is going to be like 30 seconds long.
Yeah, here's in terms of the basketball talent, we've had years where, you know, the best teams play each other. Okay, we haven't had 4-1 since 08, but we've had tournaments where there's 2-1s and a 3 and a 5 or something like that. So we've had, you know, top of the chain teams. But here's the danger with this tournament, especially if they go to 76. It's really bad now at 68. But the real popularity of this tournament boomed with the office pool. And if you make the office pool too much chalk, that takes a lot of the interest.
That is interesting. Yeah. I didn't really fill out a pool for money this year, in part because I was sick of looking stupid and I would get everything wrong. Because remember, 2 years ago, the Final Four was San Diego State, Miami, along with Florida Atlantic and UConn. And there was 2 5s, a 4, and a 9. Two years ago.
And part of that was that the mid-major players were staying together. That's how George Mason made its run years ago, that, you know, no one and duns or guys going right from high school to the pros. And now that has changed in a matter of just a few years, where the best player off the mid-majors being plucked by one of the big boys for money. And what's left behind is a team good enough to win its small conference. But when they get into the tournament, they can't compete with the big boys.
Yeah. Now, this is good on good. They are the four best teams. So that's something to look forward to. It doesn't mean the games, however, are going to be close or compelling.
Right. And you have only one recognizable player who happens to be someone who should be in high school, which is really ironic when you've got the starters for Auburn, I think, are all over 23. One of them's 25.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny. In light of the fact that Willard may clean out the cupboard of all your players at Maryland, I just have to play the classic John Calipari bite from last year when he took over at Arkansas.
Now, I met with the team. There is no team.
Right.
Now, I met with the team. There is no team.
Right.
Calipari's a clown, but he's funny as shit when he said that.
Now, I met with the team. There is no team.
Right. That's
team's gone.
That's right. Exactly. And the new coach at Indiana, his name is DeVries, came from West Virginia.
Yeah.
According to my son, an alum.
Oh, yeah.
He came in and he told all the players to get out. He said,
yes.
Apparently they were all overpaid NIL guys. They weren't worth the money. Get the hell out. I'm bringing my own guys.
Clean slate. And the fans at West Virginia are pissed off at DeVries because he lied about he had an agreement with Indiana in January, according to reports.
Not surprising.
So will this stabilize at some point?
Well, the plan is for this salary cap, but as I've been saying, others have been saying, sign these guys to 2-year contracts. Treat them just like employees and have a buyout. If they want to leave after 1 year, either they pay it or the school they're going to pays it.
Yeah. Maybe these new NBA players who are moonlighting as, quote, GMs of their college schools, like, you know, Steph Curry accepted the role of GM for Davidson, his alma mater. And now Trae Young has accepted the role of assistant GM for Oklahoma. What are these guys going to do in
their spare?
Is that it?
That's it. They play. Steph Curry plays golf with some big money guy, and he donates money to Davidson. What's he? Assistant GM. You mean? He's going to be looking at small gyms in Idaho for players?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, let's talk some baseball. What do you think of these torpedo bats?
It seems that the Yankees got them approved by Major League Baseball, so I don't really have a problem with them. If it produces more home runs, so be it.
So you want more home runs, even if it just means like really giving way too much of an advantage to hitters?
Well, you know, the leading home run hitter on the Yankees is Aaron Judge. He's not using one of those bats.
Correct.
So it's an assist. Is it a game changer for baseball? I think we need to see more data on that, don't we?
Yeah. So here's a great quote, though, from Phillies pitcher Matt Strom. He said, if pitchers mattered in this game, maybe I'd have an opinion on torpedo bats, but we get checked like criminals every time we walk off the mound, so I don't think our opinion matters anymore. I think they made that very clear. It's all about offense, so yeah, let's make more offense.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think this is apples to apples, but back when John McEnroe played, he played with a wooden racket. Nobody could play with a wooden racket today. So equipment changes.
Okay, you say no one could play with a wooden racket. They could play, but they'd be at a disadvantage.
Right. So if the equipment changes, if they found a new kind of technology for the bat, use it.
Yeah. In other baseball news, the Phillies are the first major league team to have a fridge in their dugout, Andy. It has glass doors and nice bottles of water lined up. Somebody said over under 28 and a half games before someone on the team smashes it in frustration after striking out.
Yeah, the old water cooler was a glass, container.
Oh, right. Glass. Yeah, it was like a glass bottle, a big glass bottle before they made them out of plastic.
And Mickey Mantle was famous for smashing those when he would strike out. So it's great baseball tradition.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, Roky Sasaki of the Dodgers is catching heat because he was apparently seen crying while on the top step of the dugout. And I'm just thinking to myself, where's the old line about there's no crying in baseball?
Yeah, well, he just came from Japan. Didn't he walk nine guys in like two innings or something like
yeah.
that?
Welcome to the bigs. Life is tough. I know you're a young kid, but no crying. There's no crying in baseball, Andy. You can't do that. Some vet should have pulled him aside and said, son, not up here, we don't.
Yeah, well, I think they're a lot more sensitive now. Back in the day, some guy would have spit tobacco juice on his shoes and said, cut it out, but I guess they don't do that anymore.
Where have thou gone, Kirk Gibson? Where art thou, Bob Feller?
Yeah,
where right. are the old tough guys of yore?
Well, it's a new world.
And apparently, despite all of our education and all the news cycles and all the testing and the Mitchell report about steroids and how they're illegal and they're bad for your health, people are still using them, Andy. Jerkson Profar of the Braves just got hit with a big suspension for being caught with a masking agent, HCG, that is meant to restart the natural testosterone production after a steroid cycle. I'm shocked. They're still using steroids.
Well, you know, have you ever been out on the open road and seen the speedometer hit 80? They can't catch everybody.
Right. And they work, which is what
yeah.
you and I said for the longest time during the meat of the steroid wars or controversies that we would have every day, it seems like, on sports radio. You and I would always say, well, they work. That's why they're using them. They're not using them for the liver damage or the back knee. They're doing it because it'll help them. They know this.
Yeah. And some of them said, well, I just did it to recover from injury. Yeah. Right.
Are you interested tonight in watching the CBI tournament?
No.
Come on.
No.
It's April Madness, my man. It's 16 teams. That didn't make the tournament. Georgetown is in it. Come on. Washington State, Cincinnati, Central Florida. Huh? What else are you going to watch on a Monday?
No. There was a time when I used to like the NIT. The NIT was cool. But no, these CBI, whatever. And I don't like spring football either. So
I was going to say, what is the league now? Is it the UFL?
Yeah.
Or is it the XFL? What are they calling it now?
It's the UFL. It was the old XFL and USFL combining. They have a 10-game season. Oh, I think Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is the commissioner or the owner or something like that. All the teams train in Dallas, and they just go to the various stadiums to play just the games. But they're all based in Dallas.
All right. Coastal Carolina just announced that all concessions this fall for football will be free. Not $2 hot dogs or $2 sodas like Arthur Blank in Atlanta. Free. Fans can get four items per concession visit. Hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, fountain drinks, with no limit on the number of in-game visits. Is this going to be a disaster?
No, I think it's going to work. You're going to get more people going to games.
How about the real Land Cruisers of unmentionable girth that are going to be like, nom, 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 don't mind if I do.
Didn't you say there was a limit?
No limit, it says.
No limit? Okay.
Well, no limit on the number of visits. You get four items per visit you can hit for the cycle. Hot dog, nachos, popcorn, soda. Hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, soda. Over and over and over again. Will they serve this to somebody in a mobility scooter? Or is they going to draw the line somewhere?
I think it's going to make responsible eating people go to the games. Yeah, there may be a few porkers who show up, but it's hot dogs. It's not, you know, it's not filet mignon. And listen, I was at a Mets game with my son last year. And I said, do you want anything? He says, yeah, over there on the left field stands, they have these really good steak sandwiches. So I just went up and I said, two steak sandwiches. They're $24 a piece.
Piece.
Yeah. I wow. So, yeah. So.
And did you pay it?
I paid it. I can afford it.
I know.
It's just like,
but did it rub you the wrong way?
Yeah. It was like, oh, my God. I mean, you know, it's like when years ago. Just my son and my nephew and my brother-in-law and my dad. And my nephew said, I'd like some Cracker Jacks. So the Cracker Jacks guy comes around and he waves them down, and my father says, I got this. And he hands the guy a buck. He says, no, it's $6. My father says, $6. When I was at Griffith Stadium, it was 10 cents. But, you know, and that was years ago. That was probably 20 years ago.
Yes, back when they had mushroom bats in the major leagues, these very funny shaped wooden bat. You know, there was a mushroom bat once upon a time. That had a very large handle, extremely large handle, like the knob on the bottom that looked like a mushroom. Yeah, there's some weird shit now that this torpedo bat story is out.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw something online the other day that Sam Snead putted croquet style for a while.
Sure did.
And it was so effective, they made him stop.
They sure did. Yes, yeah. He was like the Rick Barry of free throw shooting for golf. He straddled the line of the putt, so 1 foot on either side of the ball, bent way over, gently grabbed the putter almost by the neck, down by the head, and then with one simple pendulum stroke, went doink. And I guess he got good enough that they banned it. They might not have, the rules makers of the game might have decided it looked bad. I don't know if you were to try doing it yourself recreationally, illegally, if you would find that it really helps out. You still need the slight touch and be able to read greens and everything else. But yeah, they banned it. So now, and then he went to side saddle putting. So he would still face the hole with his toes together, his feet together, but he would do it on one side of the hole. That was legal and still is legal today, but nobody does it.
Yeah, well, it's your game, you know, you putzky around. But you also have, in his day, the driver was a piece of wood. Now it's the size of a toaster. So I don't really get how that works.
I know. Well, games change. Equipment changes, like you said. The NFL is apparently prepared to ban the tush push tomorrow. It's in competition committee. The league meetings are going on right now. Your thoughts?
Good.
I agree.
It's not football. Yeah,
I agree, and it helps out a rival. Like I said, every NFC team should be behind this proposal because it hurts one of their opponents. And if you say, well, that's weak, I'm like, who cares? Maybe the Eagles can propose their own thing to ban that would hurt us. But for right now, they're too good at this, so we'd love to take it away.
Well, that's not really the reason. I mean,
not the reason, but
I'm a fan of Washington. I want them to do well, and that's their rival now. But I would say this, it doesn't look like football to me.
No, it's a rugby play.
Yeah.
It's also impossible to officiate now. Guys are lining up offsides. They're jumping. They're flinching in the trenches. They can't catch it all. Guys like Frankie Louvu are jumping over the pile multiple times. It's just a disaster.
Yeah.
All right. And then lastly, this, speaking of trying to get customers back or offering free stuff, you know, football games, movie theaters, Andy, are trying everything in their power to bring audiences back. From pickleball courts in the lobby to cocktail bars and others. You, as a movie-going enthusiast, especially in the winter or the dead of summer, when you just want some nice, cold, free air conditioning, what should Hollywood do to increase people going back to the movies?
I have no idea. I mean, I
what
I
would
really,
you like to see?
I like the movie theater experience. But 65 inches in HD, the other issue that I have with movies these days is they make them too long. And my bladder won't hold out for 2.5 hours most times.
You're not willing to miss a tiny chunk of the movie just to go pee?
No, because there might
really?
Be some connection there that I'll miss. And later in the movie, they'll reference it and I'll have no idea what they're talking about. So I don't know where
to pick the soft spots in the movie that are not going to be dialogue heavy.
But the release of these movies many times is at the same time as for the gazillion services I pay for anyway. And I have a 65-inch screen, and I can push pause, take a piss, and go right back. So,
but Andy, you don't have a 65-foot screen.
I know.
You don't have 200 amps of power to 12 Dolby speakers. To me, you know, I went to see the Snow White remake that is not doing great with my daughter who loved it, and I thought it was okay, whatever. But I marveled at how good the picture was, at how big the screen is, how outstanding the sound system is, and also how there was only seven people in the fucking theater.
Exactly, exactly. And the movie theaters that I loved as a kid, like the Uptown with the enormous screen, those really don't exist anymore. And you go to these, you know, 12, 15 Cineplex theaters, and the screen is bigger, but doesn't seem to be that much bigger than what I have at home.
It doesn't seem to be?
Well, it doesn't feel. I know it is, but it just it just doesn't feel.
What do you sit like an inch big. From your TV at home?
No, but I just remember the magnitude of an Uptown theater. You saw movies there, right?
Yeah, but even theaters. Even the Uptown had a screen size minimum of 25 feet. 25 feet.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was so big. Now screens are smaller, the theaters are smaller, and there's nobody in them.
How big is your TV, your main TV at home?
65.
You know they make them bigger.
I know. It's big enough for me. You know that.
85. I'll find you an 85-incher at Costco that is under $2,000 in your budget. I'll have it delivered by Sunday.
But I have Samsung. They're very good TVs. And the one I'm watching now in my bedroom, an 80 wouldn't fit. 65 just barely fits in between the two doors.
All right.
But it's perfect.
Somebody's response to the question about, you know, or the tweet about movie theaters trying to win people back, they said, look, it's not hard. Make movies matter. 90-day theatrical window. Fuck streaming. Cut prices. No tickets over $12. And make more movies. Make more movies. Give everyone a new option every weekend. I agree. They're not all going to be hits. But there used to be 5 new movies every weekend of a variety of genres. Rom-com, action, R, horror, something, the period piece. Boom. Every week. You'll find shit you want to go see.
We are at the 50th anniversary, by the way, the first summer blockbuster, Jaws. And we don't seem to have those anymore.
True. Going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a line from the movie right there. Andy, good luck in the search for your new coach. And I wish the Terps the best. It's a good program.
I was at the Michigan State game. It was a fun game. When it's rocking, it's really good.
Yeah. All right, very good. We'll talk next week. Thanks, bud.
How's it? Take care.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.